You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Yes, indeed. Very good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to Tuesday. And a croaky voice. A Tuesday, the 5th of April, here on The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're going to be with you right through till 10 o'clock this morning. So I hope you can stick around for a while as we try and get you to wherever it is you're going in a reasonably good mood. Right, let's take a look. A few things relevant to this day in the world of entertainment. Starting off in 1874, yes indeed, Johann Strauss's Die Fledermaus receives its premiere in Vienna. In 1904, the first international rugby league match is played. This was between England, I like this bit, and other nationalities team, which was the Welsh and the Scottish. This was in Central Park in Wigan in England. 1908. Now, this gentleman, I always remember him because I used to buy a lot of records by him. He's a conductor. Austrian orchestra and opera conductor Herbert von Karajan was born on this day. He's most famously associated with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, of which he was principal conductor for 35 years. He's generally considered to have been one of the greatest conductors of all time, and by one estimate, he is the top-selling classical music recording artist of all time, having sold an estimated, wait for it, 200 million records.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning. Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
the best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
To the right, here I am, stuck in the middle.
we go. Yes, Stuck in the Middle with you, written by Scottish musicians Jerry Rafferty and Joe Egan, performed by their band Steeler's Wheel. The band performed the song on the BBC's Top of the Pops programme in May of 1973, and the song did nicely for them, charted number 8 in the UK singles chart, also became a hit on the other side of the water in the United States, where it reached number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100. 6 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. It is Tuesday. Things are going to be going cooking in the last hour of this morning's programme with Feisty Foodie, Sarah. And of course, great music going through till 10. Go. That is the band. They call themselves the Hooters and Satellite. Always trying to keep abreast of their success. Breakfast show time. 9.5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Summertime. I think we've just about seen the end of that, don't you? Kenny Chesney.
Summertime is finally here. That old ballpark man is back in gear. Out on 49. Man, I can see the lights. School's out and the night's rolling, man. Just like a long-lost friend, you ain't seen in a while. You can't help but smile. And it's two bad feet on the dashboard. just says 93 down. That's a deposit and guarantee. But that swimming hole, it's nice and cold. Bikini bottoms underneath, but the boys' hearts still skip a beat when them girls shimmy off them old cutoffs. And it's two bad feet on the dashboard. Young love and an old Ford. Cheap shades and a tattoo and a U2 bottle on the floorboard. Perfect song on the radio. Sing along, cause it's one we know. It's a smile, it's a kiss, it's a sip of wine, it's summertime. Sweet summertime. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Don't matter how old you are, man, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, baby, when you got two bad feet on the dashboard, young love and an old Ford, cheap shades and a tattoo and a U2 bottle rolling on the floorboard. Perfect song on the radio. Sing along, cause it's one we know. Wine, it's summertime, sweet summertime. Breakfast
Show with Jerry D.
Track there from the Chiffons, One Fine Day, which brought us to 15 minutes exactly after the hour of 6 o'clock. I like it when we're efficient. It just doesn't happen very often, does it? Right, that means that we do this. Get you spruced up and on your way to whatever it is or wherever it is you're going on this morning. It is Tuesday, by the way, April the 5th, if you just joined us. In the shower for you this morning, this is Room 5 and Make Love.
I like to party. Everybody does. Make love and listen to the
There we go again. So it's called Make Love, and it's by an Italian music producer called Room 5. Time to get you out of the shower. There we go. And hope you're going to have a great Tuesday. I am. 19 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock. Yes, music producer Room 5. That's what he called himself. His name was Vito Lucente, and also known as Junior Jack. And that song features sampled voice of American R&B singer, a guy called Oliver Cheatham. And that was off of his 1983 hit, Get Down Saturday Night. And Make Love, that was released in March of 2003. Did quite nicely, actually. Reached number one for them on the UK singles chart, where it remained for 4 weeks. That was in March and April of 2003. Also debuted and peaked at number five in Ireland, of course, staying at that position for the 4 weeks, and reached number 34 in Australia. Don't mention anything about the USA. Time on the Breakfast Show now, just almost 20 past six. If you're going off to work, you better get a move on.
Show. It's better than coffee.
I don't know if we should play that one. We want to get rid of plastic. They call themselves British Plastic, believe it or not. Don't You Stop Me Now is what it's called. That's brought us to 27 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Don't forget, Feisty Foodie is with us in the last hour today. And she says here she wants to do things with rice. Southwestern rice salad, Greek style one pot chicken and rice recipe, and creamy rice pudding. Ah, I'll go for the last one. I'll tell you that straight away. One of my favourites, a Ros con leche, a rice pudding. Okay, this one's going to take us down to the bottom of the hour. Well, if it's some of the local news, we'll be looking at a little bit later on, 8 and 9 o'clock. This is something everybody, I think, could do with, right on the peace train.
Thank you.
And that's it, yes. Take a ride on the peace train. That is Mr. Peter Kent. And tell you what, we're going to do this.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use a drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back. Absolutely. Time on the Breakfast Show, 27 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. Let's take a look at some of the local news. I say we'll be looking at this in more detail at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. As we do, the epidemiological report highlighted yesterday that in the last 24 hours, two deaths from COVID-19 were reported among patients who did not have their complete vaccination schedule. Due to these two deaths in a country, there is now a cumulative total of 8,172 deaths. Lethality percentage, that's gone up. It's gone to 1.3%. In the last 24 hours, there are 124 new positive cases. 3,519 tests were applied, returning a positivity percentage of 3.5%. A total of 2,108 active cases reported, of which 2,030 are in isolation. 78 are hospitalised. According to the Ministry's report, those who are in isolation are divided into 2,010 in their residences and 20 in the so-called hospital hotels. While those hospitalised, 74 are in the wards and 4 in intensive care. With the action promoted by the opposition Panamanista Party, there would already now be 3 unconstitutionality claims against the decision of the majority of the plenary session of the Tribunal Electoral, which maintained the criminal electoral jurisdiction and recognised an alleged principle of speciality in favour of the former President of the Republic, Ricardo Martinelli. The demand of the Panamanistas was presented on Monday by the President of the Collective, José Blandón. Now, he's considered the magistrates Heriberto Arús and Alfredo Juncker of the Tribunal Electoral committed a legal issue by resolving issues that do not concern them, such as the principle of speciality contained in international conventions and extradition treaties within an issue of electoral jurisdiction. Doesn't fit into that. The Panamanian Chamber of Construction, CAPAC, and the Single Union of Construction and Similar Workers, SUNTRAX, reached an agreement on the salary for 2022 to 2025. Collective agreement, they came to this early on Monday morning. With the signing of the agreement, the strike called for yesterday by the construction workers was avoided. SUNTRAX leadership reported that the salary adjustment consists of 28 cents over 4 years for the general assistant, 32 cents for the beginners and 40 cents for the qualified worker. Now, this increase represents 6% more than the current remuneration and will come into force as of July. An internal investigation is being carried out by the National Migration Service due to complaints received about alleged abuse and pressure against immigrants in the migratory reception station in Los Planes in Gualaca, in the province of Chiriquí. According to the SNN, the investigation arose after complaints were received through voice messages detailing the alleged abuses. The Electoral Court, the Tribunal Electoral, authorised the lawyer Roberto Ruiz Díaz to carry out the procedures established by law to begin the process of collecting signatures to support his request for the revocation of the mandate by popular initiative of the Mayor of Panama, José Luis Fábrega. Resolution number 2 of April the 1st of 2022, with which the collection was authorized, is signed by Nilsa Delgado de Fernandez, Regional Director of the Electoral Organization of Central Panama, and Catiana Gonzalez, Ad Hoc Secretary. Luis Diaz must collect 30% of the electoral register of the District of Panama, that is 198,920 signatures, to support his request. The Foreign Minister of Panama, Erika Moines, held a meeting with the State Councillor and Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, to whom she presented the Panamanian agenda on cooperation, trade and investment, and political dialogue. This visit to China by Moines represents the first face-to-face meeting between the two diplomats after previous virtual meetings. Regarding the area of trade, the Panamanian Foreign Ministry reported on Monday that the certification process for Panamanian pork, chicken and seafood plants was reactivated. Countries that are corrupt and have weak institutions are not competitive at a time when a relocation phenomenon is taking place in the world and companies are looking for safe, reliable and transparent and adequate destinations for their investments. These reflections were raised by the economist Luis Alberto Moran regarding three international reports that reflect the weakness of Panama in control of corruption. Goes on, says, for its part, in a classification made by the Council of Lawyers for Civil and Economic Rights on regional efforts to combat corruption, Panama ranked 12. Not so bad, you might think, but that was out of 17. Yep, 12 out of 17. And that's it. That's some of the stories. We're going to look at those in more detail later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock.
Myself. Don't know just what to do with myself. I'm so used to doing everything with you, planning everything for two. And now that we're through, I just don't know what to do with my time. I'm so lonesome for you. Like a summer rose.
plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Who is? Don't touch that
That is Gary Newman and Cars. Time on The Breakfast Show, 14 minutes, that's before the hour of 7 o'clock. And as you probably might remember, we're celebrating our anniversary this week. Yep, 12 years on the air, The Breakfast Show. So we're all having a little bit of fun celebrating state during the course of this week. We've got a little thing running here on The Breakfast Show, and also so have Cool FM on their, I think it's their Instagram account, where you can with that one for Cool FM, being very generous, they and friends at Sorties. It's a night for two at the Sorties Hotel. That's on Cool FM's Instagram. There's some questions you have to answer, and you could win a night for two at the Sortis Hotel. Isn't that great? Shouldn't have told you. I could have gone. Let me see. And also here on the Breakfast Show, what we're doing, we're just doing a little contest this week. I'll tell you more about it as we go through the morning as well and the rest of the week. All you have to do is send a little thing to our WhatsApp. I'll tell you what, I just want to check something with Yasmin, because she's here. And good morning, Yasmin.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, I'm wondering, we've got this little contest we're running here this week.
Yes.
And I've been sort of telling people that they can send their sort of answer to here on our WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. Can they also send it in on Instagram?
Yeah.
Can you do that on Instagram?
Yeah, because I already posted yesterday. I posted the photo of the gift.
Oh, right.
From Lush.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So, you can... Oh, thank you, yes. Mm-hmm. I like this technology stuff. It's good, isn't it? I can be replaced. We'll be back chatting with Yasmin a bit later on this morning as well. So what we're going to do is just write to us and tell us why you listen to The Breakfast Show. You can make it witty, you can be serious, you can do it, but just tell us why you listen to The Breakfast Show. And all you've got to do then is send that reply to us here on The Breakfast Show WhatsApp, which is 677-188-22. That's our WhatsApp. You can chat to us any time, by the way. It doesn't have to be about this. Drop us a little line and let us know why you listen to The Breakfast Show. And you can also do that on our Instagram. And our Instagram is, yes?
It's TBS_ Jerry D, I guess.
Okay.
I forgot.
We're good here, aren't we?
Let me check. TBS_Jerry D.
There we are. TBS_Jerry D. Remember, that's Jerry with a D. So, G. So you can give us your answers either on our WhatsApp or you can do it on Instagram. And then they've got to be in by the end of Thursday. And what we'll do is we will read through them and we'll choose some winners. All right, isn't that good? And say, very generous, our friends at Lush, they've been really, really nice to us. They've given us a couple of gifts to give away. And says that, of course, Lush, I mean, but they're a British company as well, aren't they? They're from over there on the other side of the pond. They've got products with fair trade ingredients, cruelty-free, and naked products. Oh, no packaging. Recycled plastic packaging, 100% vegetarian, 80% vegan products as well. Now, you can visit them, Multi Plaza, Old Plaza Mall, and the Town Centre in Costa del Este. Now, Lush, remember this, at Lush, every gift has a story. In some cases, it may be about a reusable wrapper and the regenerative community where it's made. In others, it may be about the ingredients that regenerate social systems. And almost always, it's about the people who make a difference. Visit them. Multi Plaza, Alta Plaza, and the Town Centre Malls. That's in Costa del Este, that one. So there we are, so nice of them to do that. Anyway, back to the music.
Everybody enjoy the food, everybody enjoy the food, everybody enjoy the food.
the greatest hits and more. It's The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
You must understand, the touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl, opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than that.
What's love got to do with it? That is Tina Turner, and on that version with Kygo. And before that, it was Spagna, Every Girl and Boy. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just making our way up to the top of the hour. We've just got a couple of minutes to go. I'm just having a look. Yeah, I tell you what, this will do us. This is 2 minutes. I'm sort of trying to be efficient here. This is 2 minutes and 33 seconds long. Sam Cooke.
Saying
chain gang, all day long they
worked so hard till the sun is going down. Working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them mourning their lives away. Then you hear somebody say,
that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Chain gang.
Can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman, whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here.
That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain.
Oh, there we go. Yes, Sam Cooke. Well, that worked out rather nicely. Exactly 7 o'clock. So we'll take this little reminder.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
There we go. Yes, just a little reminder of where you are. You're at the Breakfast Show here on 89.3 Cool FM. I'm Jerry D. Great to be with you. If you just joined us, a very good morning to you. We're just after the hour of 7 o'clock, taking a look at some of the international news for today. Moscow faced more Western sanctions on Tuesday in retaliation for civilian killings in northern Ukraine, as President Volodymyr Zelensky called for a thorough investigation, saying more dead could be found in areas seized from Russian invaders. Moscow accused the West of staging the deaths to discredit its troops, denied that they had carried out any atrocities, and threatened to expel more Western diplomats. Satellite images, though, taken weeks ago in the town of Bucha in Ukraine, show bodies of civilians on a street. A private U.S. company, the people who took the pictures, they've done a lot of this, actually, in to do with the war. They've got a satellite company, but they're saying that the company said that the bodies were already there. This is undercutting the Russian government's claims. And the company Mexar Technologies provided 9 images taken of Bucha on the 18th, 19th and 31st of March. And they sent them to Reuters. At least 4 of the images appear to show bodies on one of the town's roads of Abalonska Street. The city was occupied by Russian forces until about the 30th of March. President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Tuesday that Ukraine had no option but to negotiate with Russia to end fighting, but that he and Russian President Vladimir Putin might not personally hold talks. Zelensky was speaking after accusing Russian troops of carrying out extrajudicial killings in the town of Bucha, west of the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. The European Commission is to propose on Tuesday to EU nations new sweeping sanctions against Russia, which include a ban on imports of coal, rubber, chemicals and other products from Russia worth up to 9 billion euros a year, an EU source told Reuters. The EU is also proposing to ban exports to Russia worth another 10 billion euros a year, including semiconductors, computers, technology for LNG gas, and other electrical and transport equipment, the source has reported. Sweden will expel 3 Russian diplomats who are not acting in accordance with international rules, Foreign Minister Ann Linde said on Tuesday. Today, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has decided to deport 3 Russian diplomats whose work in Sweden is not in accordance with the Vienna Convention, Lin told reporters. Chinese authorities extended a lockdown in Shanghai to cover all of the financial center's 26 million people on Tuesday after citywide testing saw new COVID-19 cases surge to more than 13,000 amid growing public anger over quarantine rules. The lockdown now covers the entire city after restrictions in its western districts were extended until further notice. In what has become a major test of China's zero-tolerance strategy to eliminate the novel coronavirus. At least 41 Sri Lankan lawmakers walked out of the ruling coalition on Tuesday, leaving the government of President Gotabaya Rajapaksa in a minority in parliament as it struggles with the country's worst economic crisis in decades. In another setback for the administration, Finance Minister Al Sabri resigned a day after his appointment and ahead of crucial talks scheduled with the International Monetary Fund for a loan program. Moving to Pakistan, well, Pakistan's top court resumed deliberations on Tuesday about the legality of Prime Minister Imran Khan's attempt to block an opposition bid to oust him, a dispute that has led to political turmoil in the nuclear-armed country. Former cricket star Imran Khan lost his parliamentary majority last week and had been facing a no-confidence vote tabled by a united opposition that he was expected to lose on Sunday. North Korea opposes war but would use nuclear weapons if South Korea attacked. Kim Jong-un, the powerful sister of the leader Kim Jong-un, said on Tuesday, in a warning that analysts said is probably aimed at the South's incoming conservative president. Kim Yo-yong, a senior official of the government and ruling party, said that it was a very big mistake for South Korea's Minister of Defense to make recent remarks discussing attacks on the North, state news agency KCNA reported. And last but not least, Turkey and the United States announced the culmination of months of talks to set up a procedure for improving their strained ties, eyeing cooperation in the areas of economy and defense. Ministerial discussions will follow, the two sides said in a joint statement on Monday, that confirmed the progress since talks at ministerial level have been the intended format for the attempt at repairing relations. And that's it. That's some of the items in the international news that we were looking at this morning. Don't forget, at the bottom of the hour, about 7:30, we'll look at some of the international business news for today. And in between the two, we'll look at the weather, which I was just looking at the studio window, which I can tell you with great authority, it's raining.
radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it. Here we go, that's Tommy James and the Shondells there, and Moni Moni. And before that, well, that was Evelyn Thomas and High Energy. That's what we need, isn't it? Have another espresso. 13 and a half minutes right now, that's after the hour. 7 o'clock, let's say very good morning to Mary Lou. Says, she says, good morning, everybody. Great rainy Tuesday. Already on the bus, she says, half wet. Says, I don't mind getting wet with rain. I might start singing and dancing in the rain. So there you go, you know who that is if you see somebody singing and dancing out there. Oh well, here comes that rainy day feeling again. According to the fortunes, anyway.
Here comes that rainy day feeling again, and soon my tears they will be falling like rain.
Sunshine, here comes that rainy day feeling again, and I'll be
Well, I say, I can tell you, looking out the studio window, it is definitely raining out there this morning here in Pythia. 17 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock on this morning breakfast show, let's take a look at the weather, shall we? See what's in store for us for the rest of the day. We're going to start over in Costa Rica in the province of Colón, as we do in the morning, 32 degrees Celsius. That's the maximum temperature over there today, with 24 being the minimum. Thermal sensation, though, believe it or not, is way up there at 39 degrees. That's the last numbers, I keep telling you, of mild discomfort before it gets to big discomfort. 88% is the relative humidity. It says here, a few showers during the course of the morning, isolated showers in the afternoon, and a few showers again tonight. Moving over to this side of the isthmus, with West Panama being our first look, 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 24 degrees being the minimum, 39 degrees Celsius, that's the thermal sensation, again, same over as over in Colón, so 39, it's going to feel rather warm and sticky, because relative humidity, that's up at 89%. They do say for this morning, partially cloudy. This afternoon, isolated rains with thunderstorms. We had a good one of those yesterday, didn't we? And cloudy tonight. Now, moving along the coast to us here in the metropolitan area, 33 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 24, the minimum. Now, wait for it. Thermal sensation, 40 degrees Celsius. They reckon it's going to feel like 40 degrees. That is the first number in big discomfort. There you go. 88% the relative humidity. Chance for a few showers during the course of this morning. We can vouch for that. Looks a bit more than a shower, though. Isolated showers in the afternoon and cloudy tonight. Now, moving out into the Gulf of Panama. Perhaps that's where we should all look at going today. Let's see. Let's find out. 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 24 being the minimum thermal sensation. 37%, and believe it or not, their relative humidity is lower than the rest of us at 84%, which is unusual. So we're definitely likely, that's the best place to be, isn't it, for today. Few showers during the course of this morning, isolated showers in the afternoon, and isolated rain with thunderstorms tonight out there in the Gulf. Moving on to maritime conditions for today. Let's start with the tide, starting on the Pacific. We've got low tide, that was at 12:15 this morning, and that was minus 0.03 of a metre. High tide, that was at 6:31 this morning, that was a 4.45 metre high tide. The next low tide, that's going to be just before 12:30, that's going to be 12:29, that's going to be 0.3 of a metre. High tide, the last one, 6:42 tonight, 4.57 metres. On the Caribbean, let's see what's in store for us. High tide, or was high tide, that was at 3:54 this morning. That was 0.27 of a metre. The low tide, that's going to be at 11:48 this morning. That'll be minus 0.09 of a metre. We've got the last high tide, that's going to be 6:31 this evening, and that'll be 0.09 of a metre. And the last low tide, that's going to be at 9:20 tonight, and that'll be 0.06 of a metre. So not a lot of movement. Now, let's take a look. If you are going onto the water, what's in store for you, starting on the Caribbean? Good conditions today, or this morning at any rate, with 5 to 15 kilometre an hour winds coming in from the north-northeast. Waves at 2 feet. In the afternoon, the small craft advisory, there's none. No, it's all good conditions. No advisory in the afternoon. 10 to 20 kilometre an hour winds coming from the north-northeast. Waves at 2 feet. Now, moving over to the Pacific. Good conditions as well. 10 to 15 kilometre an hour winds in the morning. West-northwesterly direction. Waves just at 1 foot. In the afternoon, good conditions continuing. 8 to 20 kilometre an hour winds. Direction will be changing. It'll be coming in from the north. Waves, well, they're going to remain at 1 foot.
Long is
go, yes, after the rain has fallen from Sting. And looks like the rain here has just eased up, but it's not. Certainly, if you look out in the bay, it's still raining out there. And before that, Who'll Stop the Rain? That was from CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival. Good morning. Also joining us this morning, got Renee. Good morning. Says, a rainy day indeed. I had to leave the dogs at home for my walk. Why? They like the rain. They like to play in the rain, don't they? First time this year that I've had to use an umbrella. Yes, I know. Hey, didn't we have a storm yesterday? I mentioned it earlier. It was a good thunderstorm in the afternoon. First one for this year, as far as I'm aware, at any rate. So good morning to Renee. Nice to know you're out there. And time on The Breakfast Show. We are 29 minutes after the hour of, 7 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Absolutely. Tell you what, did you know that Encuentra 24 has a delivery service? Yeah, and it's free. It's called Encuentra 24 Entrega Domicilio, and this week they have 30% off in new products for gamers as well. So why don't you ask them to deliver it? That's Encuentra 24 Entrega Domicilio. Try it now. Oh, and by the way, don't forget, don't miss the Encuentra 24 Real Estate Fair, with discounts in apartments and houses in Costa del Este and Santa Maria. All you got to do is visit Encuentra 24 today and check out your new home. And then ask them to deliver it. There we are. That's it. We're going to take a look in just a few seconds at some of the business, the world business headlines for today. Right, let's see what is happening in the world of commerce. We're going to start off by, looking at what's happening with the oil prices today. They rose on Tuesday as the United States and Europe planned new sanctions to punish Russia over alleged war crimes in Ukraine, raising concerns over the tighter global supply, while Iran's nuclear talks with world powers have stalled. Brent crude was up $1.17, or 1.1%, to $108.70 a barrel at 9:52 GMT today. U.S. West Texas Intermediate, that's WTI crude, was up $1.15, or again 1.1%, same as Brent crude. The price $104.43. Airbus has revoked the contract for a third A350 ordered by Qatar Airways. This was after the Gulf carrier rejected delivery in an ongoing dispute over damage to the surface of the long-haul jets. Two people familiar with the matter reported. Now, the number of A350s grounded by the airline in the dispute over exposed and damaged lightning protection has reached 23, bringing the value of compensation sought by the carrier to slightly over $1 billion, they have said. JP Morgan could lose about $1 billion on its Russia exposure, Chief Executive Jamie Dimon said on Monday, detailing the extent of the bank's potential losses from the conflict in Ukraine for the first time. In his keenly watched annual letter to shareholders, the chairman and chief executive of the biggest U.S. bank by assets also urged the United States to increase its military presence in Europe and reiterated a call for it to develop a plan to ensure energy security for itself and allies. 34 investors managing more than $7 trillion in assets have warned 17 of Europe's largest companies, including BP and Volkswagen, that they could challenge board directors over their accounting of climate risks. The move is the latest push by investors to pressure companies and their auditors, charging them with not moving fast enough to adapt to the world's transition to a low-carbon economy or being clear enough about the potential impacts. Steel Baron Vladimir Lisin, listed on Forbes magazine as Russia's third richest man, told Kommersant newspaper on Tuesday that Moscow's plans to charge rubles for its exports would undermine the country's position on global markets. He also criticized the proposed delisting of Russian companies' depository receipts from foreign exchanges, saying this would increase risks and undermine the rights of shareholders. Home rental company Airbnb said that late on Monday that it has suspended operations in Russia and Belarus. Guests globally will no longer be able to make new reservations for stays or experiences in Russia or Belarus, the company said in a statement. Guests located in Russia or Belarus will not be able to make new reservations on Airbnb. It said reservations starting on or after the 4th of April have been cancelled. Mercedes-Benz Group will put more than 5,000 workers on collective vacation in two plants in Brazil. This is due to the shortage of semiconductor chips, the company said on Monday. The production stoppage will happen from April the 18th to May the 3rd and includes 5,000 employees in the São Bernardo do Campo plant and 600 in the Juiz de Fora factory, located in the Brazilian states of São Paulo and Minas Gerais, respectively. And sticking with motors, Nissan Motor Company is pushing back the release date of the electric Ariya B6 SUV again, due to a global shortage of semiconductors and other supply chain disruptions, the Japanese automaker said in a statement on Monday. The Ariya, Nissan's second EV-only model after the Leaf hatchback, will now go on sale on May the 12th in Japan. The company had most recently flagged the release for late March, a launch in late March, which, of course, has gone, because we're already on Tuesday the 5th of April. Where is the time going, one ourselves? I don't know, it goes so fast, doesn't it? 23 minutes before the hour. Before the hour of 8 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. Simply Red and Chula.
Seems I'll do anything you want me to.
There we go. Yes, it's Simply Red and Chula. Right, a couple of requests to get through for right now. First of all, let's go back over to Mary Lou, who's enjoying a nice rainy day. Although it's a nice rainy day, the temperature's incredibly high. I say here in the city, they reckon 40 degrees is what it is going to feel like, the thermal sensation. That's not a sensation, it's boiling hot. Right, let's start, Mary Lou, and she asked if we could play a piece of music for her. It comes from Naina, simply called Kino. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're making our way to 19 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Local news for you at the top of the hour. And don't forget, we got Sarah in the last hour today. There we go, that's it, Kino, from Naina. And let's move on, let's say a very good morning to Bienvenido. Good morning to you, he says. Hello, Jerry, good morning. It's a great rainy morning at Diablo Heights. I want to say hello to TBS's fans. and all Panama. I said my request is Wanted, Dead or Alive, from Bon Jovi. That's it, Bon Jovi, they wanted Dead or Alive. 30 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here at 89.3. Cool FM. I think I'm going to have a rummage around, see if I can find a nice story. A happy story for today. But after this one, which comes from Taj Mahal, just simply called Cruising. That's what we're doing here, just cruising along. 13 before 8.
You wrap your sweet lips around the words. The words are long to hear. The siren of your voice is strong and drawing ever near. I've seen the lights, I've seen the view, and there's just one more thing to do. I'm gonna turn around and drive.
Applause. Let me go cruising with Taj Mahal. Right, I said I would find a story that's a good news story, and also a little bit of a lesson with this one as well. A story of what happened to Liberian Emmanuel Tulo has the quality of a modern fable. The 19-year-old, dressed in a school uniform, a sky blue shirt and navy shorts, looks incongruous enough in a class full of pupils at least 6 years younger than him. But the one-time primary school dropout is happy. Last year, he was struggling to earn a living as a motorbike taxi driver when he found $50,000 in a mix of US and Liberian notes wrapped in a plastic bag by the side of the road. He could have easily pocketed this life-changing amount, but he gave it to his aunt to look after. And when the rightful owner appealed on national radio for help in finding the cash, Emmanuel came forward. Mocked by some people for his honesty, they laughed at him and saying that he would die poor. Well, his act earned him generous rewards, including a place at Rick's Institute, one of Liberia's most prestigious schools. President George Weah handed him $10,000, and a local media owner also gave him cash, some of which was raised from viewers and listeners. And the owner of the money that was found donated $1,500 worth of goods. Well, on top of those, and perhaps the most significantly, a college in the United States reacted by offering him a full scholarship once he had completed his secondary education. Now there is a good story, and a story with a message, with a moral, because there is a poor boy who had nothing. He found $50,000 in cash, and it was returned to the owner. He gave it to his aunt, and it was returned to the owner. So there's a young boy, got nothing, finds a life-changing amount of money, and hands it in. Why is it then when we have some rich people that just can't get enough money? And they steal it. So there's a life lesson for you. Give, and you shall be rewarded. Take and go to jail. Good for him. 6.5 minutes before 8.
Bye.
There we go, that's the Sweet and Fox on the Run. Getting back to Emmanuel's story for a minute, because this is such a nice story. He says, reflecting on the way that some people made fun of him for returning the money, he acknowledges that he could have used the funds to improve his material situation, but it was never going to get me the opportunity I now have. Emmanuel thanked God for giving him the rewards, and he was also grateful to my parents for teaching me to be honest. And my message to all young people is, it's good to be honest. Don't take what doesn't belong to you. That's a good piece of advice. The teachers at Rick's, this is the Rick's school that he ended up in. They appreciate Emmanuel being there. Not only have we recently benefited from his honesty as a school, he is the second choice goalkeeper for the school's football team. Mr. Bangboer said of the diehard Chelsea fan who plays in the team alongside students closer to his age. Emmanuel's classmates also welcomed him being there. Bethaline Kelly, 11, called him a great friend that we like sharing with and caring for because he's quiet and doesn't talk too much. Don't say a word. He is loyal, respectful and thankful. Caleb Cooper, 12, appreciates Emmanuel for his conduct in class and in the dormitory. He doesn't steal from friends, Caleb said, laughing. If Emmanuel finds something that doesn't belong to him, he reports it to the teacher, and if the teacher is not around, he puts it on their desk, he said. Told you. There's a life lesson there, isn't there? Don't take what doesn't belong to you. Talked about the Eurovision Song Contest yesterday, didn't we, when we played the UK entry for this year. Well, that one, Are You Sure, song by the British pop duo The Allisons, represented the United Kingdom at the Eurovision Song Contest back in 1961. The song was performed 15th on the night of the contest, held on 18th of March in 1961, following Luxembourg's Jean-Claude Pascal, Nous les Amoureux. So there we go. It didn't do too badly. Really? Nil point. No, it did quite well. That's it. That's brought us to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM. You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back.
Whoa! Valet Motors! Best car service around Panama! WhatsApp them at 6431-0419. Valley Motors.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Thank you. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Tell you what, we played the original of that one yesterday by Kate Bush, Running Up That Hill, but that's a cover version by Georgia, which I think is pretty good. Before that, Take My Breath Away, that was the orchestral-backed version of that one, and that was from Berlin, of course. Time on The Breakfast Show, I think it's time to catch up with the, well, the story of everyday country folk, don't you?
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Happy anniversary. Hee-hee, woo-hoo, I can't believe it. You know, we have a little anniversary. It's been 2 years since you and I have kind of joined together and you've allowed me to be so chitty-chatty on your show. And Yaz has been so kind to me. So add 10 years to that and oh my God, like you said, it's 12. I can't believe it. 12 years ago. Congratulations. We should have to go out. I tell you what, I'm coming into the city. Maybe I'll swing by with a bottle of champagne and we'll pop one and have a little toasty toast. Yeah, instead of having coffee, we'll have some bubbly for the breakfast. Well, up here, we got, it's been raining, so I think the time is changing up here. We're having 3 days rain, no, 3 days sun and then 2 days rain. Let's see, today's day number two. It's kind of rainy, but it's gorgeous. Can you hear the birds? Of course, the minute I ask if you could hear the birds, they stop singing. Those little son of a guns. Yeah, the kitty cats are doing okay. They have decided to move their bed, or their mommy has decided to move their little den from our deposit into my office. So I have little kittens in the back of my office in the corner. I'm hoping to kind of put them into a box or something, because the minute they start walking around, oh, I'm going to be in big trouble. They're so cute. So anybody, there's four kittens and a mama. As soon as I get her snipped again, get her snipped and get the kids snipped, and when they're old enough, say in 2 months, there's some free homes to anybody who wants them, except one. One. Man, one, there's a little yellow kitty. I have a fondness for yellow kitties. And when I lost my goalie, my sweet, dear goalie, he was the most beautiful yellow kitty I'd ever... Well, he's the only yellow kitty I ever had. And I'm just dying to have another one. So the rain's come. Everything's green. My goodness, look at that. What is that called? Albahaca? You call it basil? Oh, and parsley? Oh, my goodness, it's like almost a bush. It's getting so big, and lots of papaya plants, and the mangoes have started to fall. I walked out the other day into the other cabana area, and the avocado tree is saturated with avocados. I'm going to have to get the picker out and start getting the big ones from the top and letting them start to ripen. I'm going to be having me some guacamole with some mango salad. I am, with some basil on top or something. I don't know. Try to eat from the land. The bananas should be coming down soon. I've been letting them grow and grow and grow. Maybe some plantains, too. I'll get some of them down and cut them up. And I like the idea of eating off the land. It gives me great pride. All right. I hope you all stay well, stay healthy, stay away from each other. And back to you in the studio.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa. Pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat nose. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're so thrilling and I'm so willing to care for you. So go and make up your big little pussycat eyes. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. And your pussycat eyes. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're delicious. And if my wishes can all come true, I'll soon be kissing your sweet little pussycat lips. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat lips. You and your pussycat eyes. You and your pussycat nose.
And there we go. Yes, Tom Jones there on What's New Pussycat. And a big thank you to Ingrid. For our everyday story of country folk for this morning. All those cats, good grief, there must be litter everywhere. And also, by the way, she likes to eat off the land. Personally, I find it cleaner eating off a plate. As always, thank you, Ingrid. And thank you for your wonderful contributions.
Just like my Rari, you're too fine, need a ticket. I bet you taste expensive. Pouring up, 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 about a liter. You keeping up, you's a keeper. Tequila and vodka, girl, you might be a problem. Run away, run away, run away, run away. I know that I should, but my heart wanna stay, wanna stay, wanna stay, wanna stay now. You can see it in my eyes that I wanna take it down right now if I could. So I hope you know what I mean when I say. Let me take you dancing. Two step to the bedroom. We don't need no dance floor. Let me see your best move. Anything could happen. Ever since I met you, no need to imagine. Baby, all I'm asking is let me take you dancing.
Like that, 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 that.
On your body, it's just us two in this party. That Louis, that Prada, looks so much better off you. Turn me up, 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 be my waitress. Now we not in love, so let's make it. Tequila and vodka, girl, you might be a problem. Run away, run away, run away, run away. I know that I should, but my heart wanna stay, wanna stay, wanna stay, wanna stay now. You can see it in my eyes that I'm gonna take it down right now if I could. So I hope you know what I mean when I say, let me take you dancing. Two step to the bedroom. We don't need no dance floor. Let me see your best move. Anything could happen. Ever since I met you, no need to imagine. Baby, all I'm asking is let me take you dancing.
Like that, 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 that.
Oh, there we go. Yes, Jason Derulo there, and Take You Dancing. And that goes out to me this morning. I like that one. Why not? I can do that. Right, I tell you what, I just wanted to remind you, we do have a little bit of a contest going on this week. As Ingrid mentioned, it is the anniversary of The Breakfast Show this week. We've been doing this for 12 years, and no wonder I've got grey hair, or white hair. But we are celebrating this week, and our friends at Lush have been very, very kind. They said, oh, if it's your anniversary, we'd like to give a couple of presents away. We've got three, in actual fact, to give away, which we'll do at the end of the week. All you have to do in order to win one of those wonderful presents from Lush is just drop us a little line. You can do that to our WhatsApp on 677 188 22 677 188 22, or our Instagram TBS_JerryD, Jerry with a G, on our Instagram, and just to drop us a note, say why you like listening to The Breakfast Show. And what we'll do is we'll go through all those after the business day on Thursday. We'll go through those and we'll choose three winners, three with the best answers. It doesn't have to be serious, it can be fun, it can be whatever you want. You can even be rude, I don't care. Mike might be the best one. Yes, we got those three wonderful presents to give away from our friends at Lush. Now, for instance, here's an idea of one of the presents. Lotus flower body soap with rice bran, vitamin-rich lotus root, and blended with organic fair trade cocoa butter and virgin coconut oil. Rose jam shower gel with Turkish rose and moisturizing argan oil dances on your skin, leaving a delicate floral scent. Buffy removes dead skin cells thanks to ground rice, almonds and aduki beans, while lavender oil, cocoa butter and shea butter leave your skin soft and moisturized. You'll sleep in harmonious peace after soaking in this sleepy body moisturizer made with the delicacy infused oatmeal, creamy organic fair trade, cocoa butter and gentle lavender water, soothe and nourish the skin. Oh, I tell you what, never be the same after that, would you? That's one of the gifts from our friends at Lush. Absolutely amazing. It almost sounds like a menu is good enough to eat, isn't it? So do join us. Just drop us a little line and tell us why you listen to The Breakfast Show, what you like or what you dislike about it. We're open-minded. And you've got a chance of winning those tickets, those beautiful prizes from our friends at Lush. So we'll be giving those away on Friday. Also, by the way, check out the Instagram of Cool FM, because they're running a little competition for us for our 12th anniversary, where you could possibly win. You just got to know a little bit about me, and you could possibly win a night for two at the Sortis Hotel. Doesn't get much better than that, does it? Oh, not really. I think I'll write an ask and tell everybody why I like the show. Or perhaps not. This is Beauty Freak. And beauty is what it's called. Oh, there's a coincidence. Oh, there we go. Yes, so that's a Beauty Freak and My Beauty on The Breakfast Show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 17 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Don't forget, news at the top of the hour if you missed it at 8. Purple Disco Machine. This is In the Dark. Go, yes indeed, Disco Machine, well, the Purple Disco Machine, together with Sophie and the Giants on that one, and that was called In the Dark. Let me just get my info here. Let me tell you what we're going to be doing with Sarah in the last hour of this morning's program. She's got sort of rice on the brain, I think. It's just, I thought we could discuss some recipes that focus on a Panamanian staple, rice. I thought we could give our listeners some new and traditional ideas for this local favourite. We've got Southwestern rice salad. We've got the Greek-style one-pot chicken and rice recipe. And, of course, a creamy rice pudding. Doesn't get me, I love my rice pudding. And a delightful cocktail to complement these ricey recipes is a Southside cocktail. It's kind of like a gin mojito martini, apparently. That sounds good. And, of course, isn't sake, isn't that a rice wine? Is that, am I mistaken? Is that a rice wine? That would be, that would go down rather well, wouldn't it? As well. We've been playing this one a few times on The Breakfast Show. Comes from France. It's Hoshi and J'ai pas d'âme. J'ai un poison dans les veines. Y'a mon âme coincée sous les verres. Et dans ma bouche, un goût amer. Je rêve seul avec mes acouphènes. T'as mis mon cœur en quarantaine. Mon amour, tu m'as mise à terre. Aveugle et sourde et sans repère. Je te pardonne pour mon cœur fracassé. Je te pardonne pour tout ce que tu m'as fait. Je te pardonne d'avoir tout niqué. Je te pardonne. Je voudrais oublier, je me sens conne. J'aurais pas pensé, j'abandonne. Je mets tout de côté, tu m'étonnes. Je l'amour fait crever, je te pardonne. Pardonne.
gueule. Notre lit devient comme un cercueil. Mes pleurs se fondent avec la table. La nuit est longue, je me sens minable. Mes rêves s'effondrent et je pète un câble. Dans notre chambre, je vois même le diable. Je te pardonne pour mon cœur fracassé. Je te pardonne pour tout ce que tu m'as fait. Je te pardonne d'avoir tout niqué. Je te pardonne, je voudrais oublier. Je me sens conne, j'aurais pas pensé. J'abandonne, je mets tout de côté. Tu m'étonnes que l'amour fait crever. Je te pardonne, je te pardonne. Couleurs. J'y voyais bien plus que du noir sur la palette de la douleur. Toutes les variantes du désespoir. Y'a toi qui peux me consoler. Pourtant c'est toi qui m'as blessé. C'est plus pareil, je nous vois flou. Sens son odeur sur tes genoux. Je suis comme un soldat fusillé. J'ai pas vu l'ennemi arriver. Mais j'ai appris à prendre les coups. Je compte bien me battre jusqu'au bout. Je te pardonne, on va tout reconstruire. Je te pardonne, je sais qu'on va guérir. Je te pardonne, je peux pas faire autrement. Je te pardonne, ça sera beau comme avant. Je te pardonne, accroche-toi à mes bras, abandonne tous les manèges à trois, je m'en tamponne. Tu sens que ça prendra. Je te pardonne, je te pardonne, je te pardonne.
I do like that one. And from what I hear, so do you lot. That is Jepedon from Hoshi. This is Yabra and Peoples. Don't stop the music. We'll do our best as we go through to 10.
Don't stop the music, cause it's
I think we've got the Chipmunks in there as well, don't you? Oh, they must be the Peoples. Yeah, from Peoples there. Don't stop the music. And tell you what, we are getting some people are writing in and telling us why they like to listen to The Breakfast Show. That's good, isn't it? Yes.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, so we're getting a few of those in, so keep it up. But I've got to say, our friends Rowena and Phil from Denver, they were in Mexico, remember?
Uh-huh, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Instead of Panama, they were in Mexico. I've written it down. It's in my book. But Rena, for they say, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and listeners. Congratulations on starting a new year of the Breakfast Show. We would like to learn how you and Yasmin met and what you did to start the show.
Oh, that's a nice story.
It is, isn't it? We're not going to tell anybody, are we? It was through a mutual friend, wasn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Paul, he used to be almost a regular on the program, didn't he?
And he is from Australia.
Yes, he was, but never mind, we won't hold that against him. But that's how we met, because I'd not long started the program at the time, hadn't I? And I was sort of looking for somebody to come and help in the studio, because especially with sort of things like social media and bookings and things like that. And Paul says, I know somebody. So what did he tell you then? Because I never found this out. When he came to you and told you that I was looking for somebody.
Okay, and that time he was my English teacher.
Oh, okay. So yes, that's right. I forgot he used to teach English. And he's Australian. Good grief.
Maybe that's why my English is not that good.
Passport, time to get the boat out.
Well, yeah, we had a little group. Of English, and I was working at a call center, so I had, you know, this schedule that I could change.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I was working in the afternoon, so he said, maybe you can work during the morning in the radio show. And I was like, really? Oh yeah, of course. I was so excited about that, and we met, I guess, the same week. And that's all.
The rest is history, isn't it, really? Yeah. Yeah, you've been here ever since?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Can't get rid of her.
But you know, that's my only Australian friend. So that's why I love him.
Yeah, I don't think I've got any.
Oh, yes, you have, yes.
And there's Dean, who is a friend of... I think he's Australian.
Who?
Dean, who was with Ingrid, and he does a lot of the commentary for the sports in Australia. I think.
Okay,
time to get the car out. So that's how we met, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The rest is history, yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, been here ever since. Me too. Because without Yaz, there is no Breakfast Show. So there we go.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, somebody has to do the work. Yes. Take us to the top of the hour. Rolling Stones, Don't Stop. And we don't intend to either.
Oh!
they go. Yes, the Rolling Stones there. And Don't Stop. And the Breakfast Show time? We're right at the top of the Breakfast Show time is 9. That rhymes a bit, doesn't it? Yep, it's 9 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3.
Waking you up every morning, your
Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Absolutely. And if you're with us this morning, it's so nice to have you here. A very good morning to Cedric. Cedric dropped me a little note earlier on so we could play a piece of music for him this morning. One of the choices he gave me was this one from John Lennon.
Imagine there's no heaven. See if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky. Sharing all.
What a beautiful song that is. Imagine from John Lennon going out to Cedric this morning. You're listening to The Breakfast Show on 89.3 Cool FM. We're going to be linking up in a little bit, all being well, with our feisty foodie, Sarah. Also, when I go into WhatsApp here, sending her the link. She's changed her name, so we're going to keep our fingers crossed that she's still with us. Right, I tell you what, I was going to play that, but I'm not going to. I'm going to keep the music nice and gentle for a little while. Why not? Oh, Righteous Brothers. Love, Unchained Melody.
My darling, I've hungered for your touch along lonely time. Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. All you still more. God, speed your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Wait for me, I'll be coming home. Wait for me.
Together, together, that's how it must be to live without you.
going on from the Righteous Brothers and Unchained Melody. That's the unmistakable voice of Dionne Warwick. And I say a little prayer for you. Moving over from Dionne Warwick, when we wait to link up with our feisty foodie Sarah, this is Sting. It's Mad About You, the remix edit. 27.5 minutes, by the way, after the hour of 9 o'clock. There we go, that's Sting and Mad About You. Right, it is time on this morning's programme. I've just seen that we've popped up on the screen, so it's time to link up with our feisty foodie, with Sarah. Yes, here she comes. Hello?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. What happened with your number?
I guess WhatsApp updated.
Because when I went to send you the link, and I typed in Sarah like I always did, and you didn't come up. And when I checked, funnily enough, it's showing like the link for last week, etc., and all the stuff before is on a Panama number.
Okay, interesting. I don't know.
And then
anyway,
I had nothing.
Here I am.
So,
sorry.
That's okay. No, it's just we sent you the link also by email, and anyway, now I've got your new number. You got a new phone. You got a new phone.
New phone. My husband bought me a new phone. Wasn't that nice?
Oh, I need one.
I really like it, although I have to tell you, I don't think Apple considered like masks and the coronavirus when they invented it, because this facial recognition. When you're like, you guys don't have tap to pay. Mm-hmm. Do you have tap to pay yet? Do you have tap to pay? Like you can just tap your phone?
No, not here yet. You can't use our phones. We've got the credit cards that do it, but not phones or anything like that.
Yeah. So we just like tap to pay. And with my old phone, it just used my fingerprint. And now it uses facial recognition. And if you have a mask on, it doesn't recognize you. So like I'm forever, you know, now that we don't have to wear masks, it's a little easier, but I was always kind of taking my mask down and then hitting the button. And then, you know, so mm-hmm. it was like mm-hmm. stupid with the whole mask thing. They really did not think that, you know.
So don't you have fingerprint recognition on an iPhone?
Not on this one. It's facial recognition.
Oh, it's nice to know they're going backwards.
Yeah, you know, Corey's has both, but he's not on an iPhone. He's on Android. But
yeah.
This one, it's just face, so it doesn't do the fingerprint.
Yay!
I kind of miss.
What? You see, you should have a Samsung phone.
Like he's been trying to convince me of that for years. I don't know. You know, I use Adobe and other like kind of Illustrator products and stuff like that. So I've got a Mac
on your phone.
No, on my computer.
Well,
but
this got nothing to do with your phone.
Well, they integrate. They're, you know, kind of related products and stuff. So,
It's
got all the Apple products.
You know why Apple is such
That's
a rich.
How they get
you know why Apple is such a rich company, don't you?
Because they like suck you in and then you can't get out.
Exactly.
Right? It's kind of like those Oral-B electric toothbrushes. Like, once you commit, you are buying those heads for the rest of your life. Like once you commit to that Oral-B electric, they get you for life. That's how they get you.
I'll be honest with you. I've never tried making a phone call on my electric toothbrush, but I'll have to give it a go.
Well, you know, like. You're missing out on some key technology there.
Absolutely.
I tell you though, I bought my kids, like I got us all electric toothbrushes because they were on sale.
Right.
At, like during Hanukkah. And now we're committed for the rest of our lives to buying those brush heads. That's it.
I mean, they're that good?
It's really a big difference.
Yeah.
I have to say. I mean, I was using one of those Pulsars, the Oral-B Pulsar. Mm-hmm. So it's electric. But it's battery, and then it dies kind of after a month or two, depending on how long, maybe 3 months if you're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And these ones, it's much, much better. I highly recommend it. I will say that.
Okay.
You know,
I mean,
yeah,
they're
not expensive. Like, I got them on sale for like $18.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have much of a problem. I just put them in the jar next to the bed.
I remember my grandmother still speak. Oh my god, they scared the crap out of me one day. I went to the bathroom and there's like this jar of teeth. I was like, ah! Oh yeah, no.
I said this is the God's own truth, because God bless her, she's not with us anymore. But my mother had a whole set of top teeth which were false.
My granny too.
And she was sort of sick one day and they disappeared out the toilet.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And the thing is, these were really expensive. They were especially made for her by Eastman Dental in London. And the strange thing is, something happened, and about 2 or 3 days later, they popped up again.
Oh my God! If someone was gaslighting you and trying
I don't know,
them on,
so,
they didn't
so,
fit, so they put them back.
Yes, that's probably.
Oh my God! Oh, yeah,
dear,
no,
dear.
I remember. Yeah, those teeth—that was something from back in the day. Then
I'll tell you. Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Okay. Well,
anyway,
it's funny that we're having this whole conversation with teeth, because my final recipe is kind of like tooth inspired by like a tradition in Panama. So today, what we're actually doing, I was focusing on different rice recipes because it's such a staple there. And I thought, well, let's give our listeners some different uses for it.
Mm-hmm.
But the one recipe at the end, I don't know if you know this, but in Panama, when you have a baby and the baby has its first tooth, the mother or like the family delivers rice pudding to the friends of the baby, right? To
mm-hmm.
say like, I'm celebrating my first tooth.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a rice pudding recipe at the end of the show before our cocktail.
Okay.
So we'll, you know, and I did something super fun when Zachary had his first tooth. Oh my God. People still talk about it. It was kind of, you know, I've always tried to be original in my foodie way. So we'll get to that later. Anyway, so the first recipe I wanted to talk to you about is a Southwestern kind of salad, rice salad recipe.
Okay.
And this you can use leftover rice. So if you've got some leftover brown rice, that would be kind of ideal because it has a nice nutty flavor that works well with these other veggies. But if you've got white rice, you know, use that. That's fine. It's not a problem. All right. And then if you want to cook some rice to make this dish, well, that's a whole other story. So you can go ahead and do that.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
This is kind of like this healthy Southwestern bowl dish. And you can even use quinoa if you want.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start off with the dressing. We're just going to take a mason jar or Tupperware, and we're going to put about 3/4 cup of lime juice, 1/2 cup of olive oil, 1.5 tablespoons of honey. And then we're going to give it a little bit of kick. So we're going to add some chipotle powder, some cumin, and some garlic powder. And if you don't have garlic powder, you can use 1 clove of fresh crushed garlic, and about 3/4 teaspoon of salt and black pepper. So it's going to be kind of acidic, and that's going to cut through some of the other veggies that we're adding to it and also help with the starchiness of that rice. So
okay.
We're going to put those in to a jar and just shake it and then adjust it if you want to add any little more salt or some cracked black pepper or anything like that. And then for our salad, what we're going to do is we're going to dice up some red pepper. You can add green pepper as well if you like. I'm just not a fan of it, so I don't include it. And then a small red onion. I'd take about a can of 14-ounce can of corn. You can use frozen as well if you prefer. Just make sure it's nicely thawed. A 14-ounce can of black beans, drained and rinsed. And then some tomatoes, small dice. I like to remove the seeds and the watery part. I kind of anyone who's listened to the show knows I call that tomato snot. It's really not my thing. So I like the tomatoes nicely cleaned. An avocado we're going to dice up. And then to top it off, we're going to add some chopped cilantro and some wontons. And what we're going to do is we're just going to arrange the rice at the bottom of our salad bowl. And if you want, you can even do this in individual bowls. But I think the presentation at the table is so nice if you've got like a kind of wider bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do either a stripe pattern or a pie chart pattern. And you just arrange your ingredients over the rice and drizzle it with the dressing. And then you can put the cilantro and the wonton chips on top. And then I would bring it to the table like that for a kind of maximum wow factor presentation and, you know, gram worthy photo, and then mix it all up and eat it all together. So you've got this beautiful fresh salad, but you're utilizing your leftover rice.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, got some nice brightness. If you're not a fan of cilantro, I know it can be a little polarizing for some people. You can certainly use parsley if you prefer as well. And you just do it a nice kind of chop on some parsley instead of cilantro if you want.
Okay, well, that sounds good. I mean, I must admit, cilantro is, I mean, it's not something I came across very much in the UK. And when I came here, it's been quite, my mother never liked it, but I got quite used to it. I got to quite like it.
You know, there's some people who have taste buds where it kind of tastes like soap, and it's very polarizing. So it's funny. It's one of those herbs that doesn't taste the same to everybody. You know, it's almost like after you brush your teeth and the toothpaste encapsulates your taste buds. And
right.
So it makes sweet things taste bitter. People have like these reactors in their taste buds where cilantro tastes like soap to them. And I have my friend Jed. He refuses to eat cilantro. He never will. But I'm surprised he didn't come across it in the Indian cooking, you know, that you get in London over there. Maybe that trend kind of happened a little bit later on. But yeah, it's very common in Indian cooking as well. But Southwest cooking, cilantro is definitely the go-to herb, but easily replaced with flat leaf parsley if you prefer.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, not the curly one. The curly one, no. The flat leaf parsley.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So let's go on to our one pot chicken and rice Greek style pie.
You know, Greek is my favorite kind of food. Like I go for Greek food whenever I can, and it's not as prevalent in Panama you know, as I ever wanted it to be. There was always kind of only maybe one or two, and then one closed down and another one opened up. So you never really had much choice there. So this recipe allows us to utilize like fairly economical ingredients. So we're going to use chicken thighs and rice, and we're going to do a one-pot chicken recipe. So first off, we want to marinate our chicken, and we're going to have to skin on bone-in thighs, about 2 pounds, should be about 5 pieces or so. And we're going to marinate that in a mixture of olive oil, lemon juice, oregano, garlic cloves, and kosher salt. And you can just mix all those ingredients together in a bowl because you want to have that salt kind of dissolve in those liquids. And then just put them in a Ziploc bag and make sure that it's all nicely coated. And you want to do this like a minimum kind of half an hour before you're cooking. But if you can do it the day before, even better. You know what I mean? Just pop it into the fridge and really let those flavors get to the bone of the of that chicken. And then what we want to do is we're going to preheat our oven to 350, and we're going to remove the chicken from the marinade, and we're going to reserve, we're going to cook it in olive oil in like a Dutch oven, like a Le Creuset pot or a heavy bottom skillet, something that you can pass the pot on the stove or the Dutch oven on the stove into the oven. All right. So something that, that takes that heat. And we just want to brown our chicken. So we want to cook it skin side down until it's nicely golden, and then turn it over and, get it golden brown on the other side. So we're not cooking it all the way through. And we're, then we're just going to, remove that from the skillet and set it aside. All right. Because we're going to add that in after we've added the rest of our ingredients. Okay. So scraping all those delicious brown bits, add a little bit more oil if you need to, some olive oil, get that back up to a nice medium high heat. And we're going to saute, our onion in there. All right. Until it's nicely translucent. And then we're going to add in our rice and our liquids. So we're going to add in rice, chicken stock, a little more dry oregano. You can throw in some dry basil there too, if you want, and then some salt and pepper to taste. And so what we want to do is get that up to a simmer. All right. And then we want to put the chicken on top, and we're going to let it simmer for a little bit, and then we're going to pop that into the oven for about 35 minutes or so. All right. We're going to remove the, we're going to keep it with the lid on if you've got a lid. And then at the last 10 minutes, you can remove the lid, and we're just going to brown that chicken on the top. And we want to let it rest for about 5 or 10 minutes before serving. So you just want to make sure that your chicken's at an internal temperature of 165. All right. And then you've got it all. You can even serve the pot. Keep in mind, it's going to be hot, obviously, but I love to serve a Dutch oven, you know, on trivets at the table. I think it's such a nice presentation. Or even if you're using a cast iron pan, something like that. I kind of love that one pot presentation where you've got your sides integrated with your proteins and you've got your herbs. You can even grill off a few lemons if you want for garnish. I love the look of a kind of a grilled lemon. It just makes it so much juicier as well.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I got something for you here from Renee.
Okay.
It says, good morning to Sarah. So I tried to air fry a cookie hack, she said. It wasn't an epic fail, but close. The cooking time was way off. The centers were gooey. Cake batter, while the outsides were too dark. I had to fiddle around the temperature a lot, very messy as well. This batter would work in a normal oven just fine, but the air fryer, not so great. They taste good and are soft and chewy, but definitely will stick to my oven when it comes to cookie baking. I however, did make some air fry roasted beets and feta with oregano over the weekend, and they turned out fabulous. It's interesting, looking at the pictures here, if this is the air fryer, this is more like a proper oven because you're sliding in the flat plates, flat things into to the oven. So it looks more like a proper oven rather than an air fryer.
But I guess it's
an air fryer oven. But I've just got one of the Philips ones, the standard ones. And yeah. So anyway. Oh, by the way, she says you can override the mask for face recognition on the iPhone.
I'm going to ask my husband how to figure that out. I've tried. It's, oh, yeah, you can. You can enter the code. She's right. She's right. I've just, you know, unlike in Panama, I'm usually wearing gloves. So I need to get those gloves that have tactile fingerprints.
I'm sure that there's some special Apple gloves that they'll sell you for $300 that'll work all right.
Those gloves exist. They're not so expensive. I just never bought them. And, you know, now that winter's over, we're like willing it to be over. Today's like our first day, kind of double digit temperatures, but mm-hmm. like we're at 13, you know, so I'm not sending out a parade just yet. It's, still a little chilly, but we're inching up. And, you know, I keep telling my kids, you know, April showers bring May flowers. So
there we go.
That's where our focus is at right now.
We're now into our dry season's finished. It is early. No, we're getting rain every day. Yesterday we had our first thunderstorm.
You know, from when we moved there back in 2008, it seems like every year it kind of inched mm-hmm. earlier and earlier. Mm-hmm. Like when we first arrived, it was dry until May. And then slowly it became the end of April, and then it became, mm-hmm. A little mm-hmm. bit further in. But so to be now so close to the beginning of April and already be in the wet season, mm-hmm. I hope it ends a little earlier. And I don't think that was happening either. It was
It was late coming in. Anyway, listen, let's get on to what is one of my favorite foods of all time, which is rice pudding.
Right. So, and a staple in Panama, especially if you have a baby with a tooth coming in. Mm-hmm. So now what I recommend is a creamy kind of rice. So I would go with arborio, mm-hmm. which is what I use for to make risotto. Okay. You're mm-hmm. just not going to get that starchy creaminess. If you're just going with a plain, regular long grain rice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we're going to use whole milk, so 3 cups of whole milk. Mm-hmm. And I like to add in a half a cup of cream. Some people like to add in condensed milk. I don't go that route, but it's perfectly fine. And then about a quarter cup of sugar, 2 tablespoons of butter, about an eighth of a teaspoon of cinnamon, or if mm-hmm. you've got a cinnamon stick or two, that would also work well, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 1 pinch of salt. Now, are you one of these people who adds raisins to your rice pudding?
Nope.
Because there's two kind of schools of thought there. Some do, and, you know, we don't.
No, I don't.
I think we're right, but it's not unyummy. I got to say, you know, if you pop them in
they're all right. I've got nothing against it, but it's just for me. I mean, and you mentioned sort of the milk and cream. What we used to do is, my mother used to do, to get it sort of creamy and rich, we used to use evaporated milk as well as the ordinary milk. And that gives it a really nice golden color as well.
Yeah.
And
You can definitely use that or even condensed milk and reduce the amount of sugar.
And what we put on top is, nutmeg.
Oh, okay, lovely. Yeah, shave some fresh nutmeg would be nice.
And that goes hard into the skin of the rice, because I love the skin.
Like the skin? You're one of those people. Yeah, I like to put strawberry jam on top, so depending on how much skin there is.
Mm-hmm.
So in a medium saucepan, we're just going to add all of those ingredients, and we're going to let it come to a gentle simmer, okay? We don't want it to boil. Mm-hmm. We're just going to let it come to a simmer, and we're going to cook it on low for about 35 to 40 minutes. Until the rice is tender and mm-hmm. the liquid has thickened but isn't fully absorbed. So, and we want to make sure that we're stirring occasionally. If you're adding the raisins, this is the point to add them in. If you're not, and you're like us, you can just leave them out. And then remove it from the heat while the rice pudding is still saucy and allow it to sit for about 20 minutes or so. I mean, it's a very simple thing to do. You don't need to do too much here. And then just the liquid should just absorb into it, and you have this beautiful creamy rice pudding. Now, are you one of those people who likes to eat it warm or cold?
Well, warm or cold, I don't mind. But I mean, I like my rice pudding, because you see, the thing is, until I came to Panama, I'd never even heard of people doing rice pudding in a pan, because we always used to do ours in the oven.
Oven, for sure.
And that's when you get that nice thick skin on the top with the nutmeg in it and everything else. And, I've never made a rice pudding in a pan.
Really? So you should try this one and give it a shot.
Yeah, we'll
I like to top it with some strawberry jam. I'm sure you've got some nice strawberry jam there in your fridge. and top it with that. But as I was saying, so when kids have their first tooth, the moms like deliver usually like a jar of rice pudding with a little note like celebrating their first tooth. And so what I did was, and I got my friend Jennifer helped me out with this because she's an amazing baker. And so what I did was I made cupcakes and then and rice pudding, and then I hollowed out the cupcake and I filled it with the rice pudding. And I made the cupcake look like a tooth. So we made fondant out of marshmallows, which is actually easier than what you would think. And we rolled out white fondant and we molded it into the shape of a tooth and filled it with the rice pudding and then delivered
rice
pudding filled tooth shaped cupcakes. And that was how I celebrated when Zachary was first tooth. Actually, I had a nurse at the time who was from Peru, and I had ordered from Amazon a tooth-shaped cookie cutter.
Okay.
And we made alfajores in the shape of a cookie, and we filled them with dulce de leche and put the icing sugar around them. And I delivered like a tooth-shaped alfajor with a vanilla cupcake shaped like a tooth filled with rice pudding. And that was how I celebrated my kids' first tooth. And I sent it out to like 30 or 40 people. And it was quite a hit. I'll tell you, I did not get as creative for my second one. Cause that's what happens. Oh my God. I sound terrible, but it's true. That's what happens.
Okay. Well, let's quickly go into we just got a minute and a half to do our cocktail.
Okay, so this is a Southside cocktail. So this is for anyone who's a fan of gin, which I know you are, and a fan of mojitos, which I know we are. And it's kind of like a gin mojito martini. So we're going to muddle up 6 to 8 mint leaves in a cocktail shaker. And we're going to add 2 ounces of gin, a half an ounce of lime juice, a half ounce of lemon juice, and a half ounce of simple syrup or maple syrup. And remember, simple syrup is our 50-50 water sugar mix that we've boiled and then let cool. We're going to shake that and fill it with ice and shake it until it's really, really cold, and then strain it into a chilled cocktail glass or martini glass. We're going to garnish that with, you know, could be a lime curl or some, a sprig of mint. And there you go. You got a nice, cold, boozy drink that's, you know, a nice balance of, sweet and tart.
Sounds nice.
And it's gin, which, you know, like, you wouldn't really think of for this kind of drink.
No.
I love that combination of that kind, those mojito flavors with gin, but kind of really fancy with a martini. So it's a combination of 3 fun things. How can you go wrong?
No, you can't. Until you fall over.
Well, okay, I don't recommend having, like, you know.
Too many. More than. All right, my love.
And don't drive.
So we've got some good ones this week. We're going to put those on our website today, boys and girls, so you can go and check those out, thebreakfastshow.com.pa. And, Sarah, as always, thank you so very much. And keep enjoying your iPhone.
I will. I'm figuring it out. I'm getting there.
And
a wonderful week.
And to you. And all the best to you. All the best to you and the family.
You too.
Take care. Well.
Stay dry.
Our feisty foodie, Sarah Solomon, with us this morning here on The Breakfast Show. And that's it for today, for Tuesday. Be back with you tomorrow. What do we say tomorrow? It's come around sort of quite quick for me. It's actually tomorrow, WTW. Welcome to Wednesday. Anyway, thanks to Sarah. Thanks, as always, to Yasmin, my producer here in The Breakfast Show studio. Does all our social media and everything else. To our intrepid outdoor reporter for our everyday story of country folk. That's Ingrid, my co-producer, Neil Danby. He'll be back this coming weekend. Yeah, something to look forward to. And also to the boys and girls of Group Agrada, keep us up and running. And to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us. And don't forget, do drop us a little line. Tell us why you like to listen to The Breakfast Show. You can drop it to our WhatsApp on 677-188-22. Or also on our Instagram account. That's TBS_ Jerry D, because we've got some great competitions going on. Check out Call FM's Instagram as well, because they've got a competition. You could win a night at the Sortis Hotel for 2 people. And here in the studio, we've got some wonderful gifts given to us by Lush to give away to the people that write in the best little notes telling us why they listen to the show. Anyway, I carry on and carry on.
That's it for now. Remember tomorrow morning, what do I want to be doing at 6 o'clock? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.